Hey folks, you're OS Reviews. You're watching our video unboxing and first look of a pretty unique device. This is the LG FX0. It's actually a semi-transparent phone, which we'll see in a moment, and it was released originally only in Japan, but can now be picked up unlocked on Amazon as well as eBay for around $60 for new, which is pretty inexpensive for a brand new smartphone. It actually offers mid-tier specs, inclusive of a Snapdragon 400 processor, which is quad-core, and we saw this on the HTC Desire 510 actually a year ago. This is 1.2 gigahertz, and it has 1.5 gigs of RAM, which is enough to power the relatively lightweight Firefox OS operating system. It also has a 4.7-inch IPS display, which has a 720p resolution, not 1080p, but not too big of a problem at this price point. It has 16 gigs of built-in storage, an 8-megapixel autofocus rear camera, LED flash, 2-megapixel front-facing camera, and again, the version that you can get on Amazon and eBay comes fully unlocked. Other notable aspects of this particular device is, again, that it offers these relatively mid-tier specs, as opposed to most other Firefox OS smartphones, which are relatively budget-oriented. Of course, Firefox actually announced a few weeks ago that they would no longer be releasing any new phones, however, there is still going to be continued support for Firefox OS devices, so that's something to take note of. The box here is pretty small and petite. On the back, you have some basic information, inclusive of the fact that you can expand the memory using a microSD card if you want to do that. This phone also does come with NFC for wireless communication and wallet services. The box here, you can see it has a gold packaging because it actually went on the Japanese carrier AU, which is the elemental symbol for gold, which is pretty good attention to detail here. We have the Firefox logo on the bottom. Bit of tape, which I'm going to slice open. And it seems that the phone is right on top. As you can see, you can definitely notice that the guts are notable even on the front here. So the plastic here is transparent, which is pretty interesting of the design choice. On the inside here, we have access to the back cover, which we'll take a look at in a moment. There's also the user manual. It looks like it's printed in Japanese. So we have some warranty information, safety guides, so on and so forth. Finally, a standard micro USB cable for charging, and also the battery itself. There is no wall adapter inside the box. However, you can charge it using any standard USB charger or by plugging it into your computer. The battery here is user replaceable, which is pretty interesting for a designer-esque device. We tend to see a lot of contained batteries these days. The battery itself is also gold in color, which again shows a lot of attention to detail. And it features a rather small capacity of 2,370 milliamp hours, although it should be enough for Firefox OS, considering that a lot of apps are actually not stored directly on the phone, but on the cloud, and so that relatively keeps things simple and responsive from an OS standpoint. So here we have the backplate, which is made out of plastic, so it is a little bit flimsy, but it does have an interesting texture on the back, which makes the phone slightly easier to grip. You have access to cutouts for the ports along the sides. And finally, here is the phone itself. So in terms of bezel size, it seems respectable, nothing too bad. 4.7 inches is a decent size, I would say. It's pretty comfortable to hold in the hand and also to pocket, so it's a nice balance for people that don't want a phablet, but also don't want a device with too small of a screen. There's Wi-Fi on board, of course, as well as GPS and serial Bluetooth. On the back, we have some protective tape for the various ports, which we'll remove. So here we have the actual micro SIM card slot, and that's basically it. There's one speaker grill on the very bottom here, so it doesn't have any stereo speakers. It's also not front-facing, so that is one con. So with the back cover snapped into place, you can see it definitely looks like a unique device. In terms of transparency, it's not completely transparent, unlike the LG Crystal and the Sony Ericsson Xperia Pureness, which we also saw a few years back, but it still offers a pretty techy, geeky experience overall. The phone is also not the slimmest device in the market. Here we have a the Compassion 660, just for comparison of the size. But it's pretty respectable and offers a boxy aesthetic. On the side here, we have access to the AU logo. This looks to be the power switch, which we'll tap on here just to see if there's any battery. Looks like there is a slight amount. On the bottom here, a standard micro USB port for charging and syncing information. The other side features access to the FX0 sign and also the volume rocker, which is a little bit on the small side of the spectrum, but it is chrome accented and pretty tactile and responsive. On the very top, there's access to a 3.5mm headphone jack, and that's basically it. So pretty simple in terms of the ports that you have on the device. So I'm going to peel off the screen protector on the front, and you can see the front-facing camera as well. This is running Firefox OS 2.0. We'll get more in-depth in the actual review, but just taking a quick look, there are some updates compared to the first iteration of Firefox OS, which we saw around 2 years ago with the ZTE Open and the OpenC, which we also reviewed on this channel, which you can take a look at that. There is also the presence of a drag-down notification drawer. Snapdragon 400 should be more than sufficient to power this device relatively smoothly. It seems like the screen here, from a first impression standpoint, is pretty sharp and vibrant. Viewing angles seem to be good. And there's also a universal search bar as well. Seems like you have to scroll up and down vertically to access most of your applications. The home key on the bottom here also features the Firefox logo, which is pretty cool. Tapping on that once actually allows you to go back to the very top of the list. And so that's just basically a very quick first impression standpoint of the phone. So it feels pretty solid in terms of construction. We're going to get more in depth in terms of the performance and so on and so forth in the actual review. So this has been an unboxing and video first look at the LG FX0 Firefox OS smartphone. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews.